In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today is the third week after the third Sunday after the Pentecost. And we heard in the Gospel reading today that the Lord said that if you have a bright eye, your whole body is going to be bright. And if you have a dark eye, your whole body will be dark. And then he tells us also that we have to be choosing. We cannot work both to the God and to Mammon. We have to, if we're going to be faithful to one, we're going to be not happy with the other one. And this is so true, my beloved. If we love our Lord, then we will look to other things in the world with a grain of salt. We're not going to pay much attention to it. It's going to be to us as a not that important. And if we learn to love our Lord, we will learn to love the kingdom that he is inviting us to, which is the heaven. We will be able to search in our heart and what he has said to us, that look, the kingdom of heaven is in your heart. And the kingdom of heaven is also is taken by those who are exerting themselves, and those who are want to really look for it. And the kingdom of heaven is taken those who go to the narrow path, which is the thorny, and which is causing us many times of all kinds of maybe sorrows. But the Lord says, in the world you will be sorrowful, because our world, real world, is in a world is in the kingdom of heaven, and it's not here. This is only temporary, very short lived compared to the eternity. And this here, while we're living in this earth, we have to learn to love our Lord more than anything else. And that means more than our body, more than anybody whatsoever, more than any relatives, more than any friends, more than wife, or those who have a wife or a husband, or children, grandchildren, and so on. First love has to be to our Lord, because he is the only one that really suffered so much and died for us while we were sinners, as the apostle said. While we are sinners, he still died for us because he loves us so much. He sent the Father who art in heaven, sent his only begotten Son to come in this world and teach us how to live properly too, so that we'll be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, what is holding us back? What is holding us back to go to the kingdom of heaven? It's all the so-called pleasures of this world, of the temporary nature. And this is where we seem to get enticed by it. And just like Eve did in the Garden of Eden, the fruit looked so good and so on. And when the enemy tempted Eve and tempted her that if you will eat that fruit, you will become like gods. Well, too many times our pride is causing us this way to feel that we are like gods, and we actually want everything to go around with us according to our will. As we want it, that's how it has to be done. And if things go against our will, then what settles in? Settles in irritation, and finally it could go into anger. And all those things are not the traits of the Orthodox Christians. My beloved, we have to realize that God resists the proud. If you and me want to go to the kingdom of heaven, and if we have a little bit of love for our Lord, knowing how he suffered for us and how he loves us, then we will really try. We will try to love him in return. And then we will strive to work on to clean up our hearts so that it will have no attachment more than the attachment to the Lord. That the Lord will be for us always number one. The love for the Lord must be number one. And if we start to develop that, then little by little we'll be cleaning, and the heart is not going to be attaching itself to anything more than to the Lord, and will work then for the Lord instead of working for the temporary, for the mammon, whether it may be for the money or for careers or for whatever it is that we are being drawn to, that we have to acquire or get. And what we have to learn, that if we love God, we want to be with God. And the God, we have to find Him in our heart. And that's the only way you can do that, if we conquer our selfishness, our egoism, and our pride. And if we become humble in our heart, meek and humble, then we'll find peace, as the Lord said. And then He will give us the grace through which we'll be able to fulfill His commandments, so that we will have a way to acquire God's grace, through which we will finally, our eyes will be opened, we'll be able to see and feel God's presence, and even here on this earth, and we will be joyfully looking forward to leave this earth to go into the kingdom of heaven, where we will always be with our Lord, and where there will be no more temptations, no more angers, no more all the sicknesses or anything else that we have to experience in this earth. May God give us all that true love, the little spark of love from God, God's love, so that we will learn to love our soul more than we love our body, and then to love everyone more than we love ourselves, again, our body. And if we see anybody in trouble, then we will pray our hearts out to help them to get out of their trouble, and that we will learn those things that the Lord has said, judge not and thou shalt not be judged. Free yourself from that judging, because all the judging comes from pride, and irritation and anger, all that is a product of the pride. Let's free ourselves from that and learn to be meek and humble, as the Lord says, and to find peace even here on earth. Amen.